Between July 2019 and July 2020, the median sales price for a Muncie home increased 13.5%, even during a pandemic and in a county with one of the lower median household incomes in the state. But according to state numbers, not every house is benefiting from higher prices. The Indiana Youth Institute will release a report in May showing that in Muncie, homes in majority Black neighborhoods are being devalued by more than 11%. What does that mean? Alicia Kemlovich is with the Indiana Youth Institute.
The median price of homes with a population that's only 1 to 5% Black residents is around $72,000. For Muncie's majority Black neighborhoods, or that would be 50% or more, it goes down to $58,000.
According to state and local data, these majority Black neighborhoods are those that were redlined in the 1930s, where Black families were restricted to living among the greater Muncie area. They now continue to have the highest rates of poverty in the city. Ball State University professor Eva Zygmunt says this historical context is important in working to fight systematic and intergenerational poverty.
We need to understand the systems of power and privilege that are in place that marginalize, right? That continue to oppress, because otherwise we do this thing where we sort of blame the victim for the evil, right, itself.
In his recent State of the City address, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour says the city needs more housing at all income levels.
That's how our city's going to grow, in my opinion.
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.